Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, from MichaelaJ.com. I'm a manifestation mindset coach and blogger. If you're ready to dive in deep, get real AF about your beliefs, and manifest the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. I'm dishing out everything you need to go from broke to bougie, first class to world class. If your hashtag life goals involve luxury, travel, and being the boss of your own life, then get ready to embrace your mindset, magic, and manifestation powers. Let's do this. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl. It is I, the Michaela J, here to teach you how to manifest your next level looks life. So we're jumping into another Friday quickie episode, and this week we are talking about calling back your power. So you can be a master at energy movement or energy manipulation, but I don't like using the word manipulation because we obviously have a lot of negative connotations that are associated with that. But if you can manipulate energy in your favor in like a positive way, this can be a very, very powerful thing for you. The place we want to get vibrationally is we want to hold the dominant vibe. We want to have the most power in our hands. And by power in our hands, I don't mean like literally like government power vibes, but I mean where you are unfuckwithable. Like you are unshakable in who you are and how you feel and your energy. Have you ever been in a position where you are having a really great day and then somebody says something to you in a weird tone and it just throws you off completely and you maybe spiral or you think, oh my gosh, they're mad at me. What did I do? Did I say something wrong? And you're just distraught the rest of the day. That is when you shift out of your power. If you're having a great day before that, maybe you're wearing a super cute outfit and you did all your rituals and maybe you had a coffee and you're just feeling so on and bubbly and you're in the vibes. You practiced the vibes that we need to be in for our manifestations. And then that happens and boom, you're out of alignment. You are thrown off of your vibe. That's what happens when we give away our power. Now, another example of this that is more of an unconscious way that we give away our power is sometimes in our sleep, we have really crazy dreams, right? Or we'll have nightmares or we'll do some sort of astral traveling and we end up giving away some of our energy and some of our power unconsciously in those dreams. Now, this can fabricate as like when you wake up from a bad dream, you might be like mad at somebody who made you upset in your dream. That's kind of giving your power away. Or you might wake up from like a really vivid dream and you feel super tired. You just gave away your power in some way, shape, or form while you were sleeping. And what we want to do is be masters at calling back that energy. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And this is a total like bad bitch secret, because the more you can hold the dominant energy in your life, the more the things are going to be magnetized to you. And why is that? It's because, like I said, our vibration is unshakable. And it's like if you become this really, really, really strong magnet, and things can't help but be pulled towards your direction. Okay, so let's jump straight into how we start to call back this power and how we master this energy manipulation or movement. I take this in a three-step process. The first piece of it is kind of flipping the script. A lot of times the things that throw us out of alignment are other people or experiences, or it could be even like waking up late or traffic, right? We take everything so personally. Like if somebody says something, we're like, oh my God, that hurt my feelings. And that wasn't the intention. The intention isn't to ruin your day. The intention isn't to hurt your feelings. It never is. And so what I like to do in these situations when I can feel myself kind of wobbling out of alignment is I remind myself whatever somebody says or whatever happens, I'm like, this isn't about me. Like, they just said that. This just happened. I don't have to make it mean anything. I don't have to take it so personally. And that reminds us to pull ourselves out of the reactive state. We take everything personally because we're humans and we just react to things. But being reactive isn't always the most productive thing. So when I flip the script, it just gives me a moment to take a step back out of everything going on and be like, this isn't about me. This isn't that big of a deal. Let's take a breather and look at this in a really neutral way. And then we kind of move forward. So then the second piece of this is like, you need to be all about yourself. You need to be your number one fan, because if you are obsessed with yourself, like obviously in a healthy way, you value yourself. You know what you bring to the table. And so when we can look at whatever is pulling us out of alignment, we can neutralize it. Okay, it is what it is. Doesn't mean anything. It's not about me. I know who I am. I know what I stand for. I know what my values are. You kind of sit back into that bad bitch energy again. And this is where we become like a bit untouchable or like unshakable, because when you're really firm in who you are, things can't get under your skin that much, because you know what you stand for and you know what your worth is. And if this is something that you struggle with, I want to challenge you this weekend to ask yourself how you can prioritize you. Do you need alone time? Do you need to go on a solo date? Do you need to do some journaling around your self-worth and like do some shadow work about why you don't feel good enough or why don't you feel worthy? Or maybe it's going to be some light work journaling where you make a list of all the things you love about yourself and what you do bring to the table, the value you do have. And you want to remind yourself of this shit all the time. Like, it might be you making a list and it is right next to your bed and you read it to yourself every morning. You're journaling these affirmations every day, whatever it takes for you to be building that confidence actively. And then the third piece of this, of how I move this energy, is I then remind myself, like, the only thing that can fuck with my vibration is me. And this is something we all have to remind ourselves. We all have moments where we're out of alignment or something really bothers us or it upsets us and we become a bit shakable. But I always come back to this one truth of like, the only thing that can mess with my vibration is me. And when things are taking away my power, let's say like a bad dream or a conversation I had that upset me, I ask myself, why am I letting external opinions, experiences, circumstances, events dictate my vibration? Why would I choose to let something outside of myself dictate how I feel about myself and how I go about my life? And the reason we don't really have an answer for it, it's like, oh, well, I'm just letting external opinions and experiences, blah, 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 dictate my vibration because I don't know. I reacted to it, right? When we ask ourselves these questions, we realize how silly it is and how we're just not being present and choosing otherwise. So we move the energy by first not taking things to heart, not taking things so personally. And that's a practice. It's really hard. You know, we're obsessed with ourselves. Everybody is obsessed with themselves. And so we always make things about ourselves, but we don't take things to heart. And then we can be obsessed with ourselves and our well-being, but know what your value is and then remind yourself of that. I mean, like, I know who I am. I know what I stand for. And that is that. And if something doesn't match that standard, then it can be excused. It can be let go from your life. You can shift things around and rearrange it from there. And then the last bit of it is reminding yourself that the only thing that can actually change your vibration is you. And the reason why these circumstances or dreams or conversations end up messing with our vibe is because we let them. We wake up from the bad dream and then we're mad at the person from the dream. We have the conversation, then we're pissed about what they said because we chose to make it about ourselves, right? And that is a radical level of self-responsibility not a lot of people are willing to handle, but we are not like a lot of people. We are very, very mindful. So this is how you're going to call back your power and move around energy. Remember, number one is flipping the script. It's not about me. I'm not going to take this personally. I'm not going to make it mean anything. I know my value. I know who I am. I know what I stand for. I know what I bring to the table. I know I'm a bad bitch, right? So it's building your energy back up. And third, we can kind of laugh at ourselves. This idea of why am I letting external opinions dictate my vibration? I ask myself that because there's no answer, because it's silly. And so I basically laugh at the shadow and I'm like, oh yeah, that's ridiculous. The only thing that messes my vibration is myself. And when I take myself through that process, and this can happen daily, right? We all have little moments where we feel out of alignment or something throws us off. So this is something you're going to go back to over and over and over again. But sooner or later, it's going to be a habit for you to be like, never mind, it's not about me. I'm a bad bitch. And it is just laughable that I let something bother me like this before. And that's how you call back your power. It's really, really that simple. And then the more you do this, like I said, it'll become a habit and you will always hold the dominant energy then, because nothing will have that power over you where it can move you and bother you and shake you. Okay. So try this out. Let me know how it goes. Don't try it out. Use this. Let me know how it goes. Don't forget, if you guys love the episode, make sure you share over on Instagram and tag me. I'm at the Michaela J. I love to see who's tuning in every week, and I will talk to you on Wednesday. Bye.
Thanks for diving in and getting your daily dose of personal development with the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. If you loved this episode, leave a rate and review on iTunes. For notes, details, and more information, check out michaelaj.com. See you next week.